You're listening to Connect Communities Podcast, recorded live in Stamford, Connecticut. If you'd like to know more about our community, stop by our website at www.connectcommunity.tv. Enjoy the message.
I want to give a special welcome to those of you who are watching us for the very first time. My name is JD Miller. Connect Community is a church right here in Stamford that my wife and I pastor, and we're coming to you from a living room. We don't usually meet like this, but we're so glad that we have the technology to meet with you, and everybody can be safe while we do that. We're in a series titled All In, and the premise of this series is simple. We cannot experience the fullness of life that God has for us if we're only halfway in. And we're living in times right now when our strength and our resilience, I believe they're being tested like never before. So now is the time for all of us to go all in our spiritual journey. More than ever, we need peace in our soul. More than ever, we need faith in our bones. More than ever, I believe we need the joy of God inside our hearts. Because without it, it's going to be tough to get answers. Without it, it's going to be tough to find that inner strength. So I want to spend a few times with you today talking about a new discipline, the discipline of study. And I believe this can be a big step you can take to experience the full life that God has for us. Now, when you heard this word study, some of you, you thought of your days back in college when you were cramming in all the work overnight. You thought about those books in high school that you were supposed to read and you didn't want to read. So you picked about 10 pages of the book to write on, and you made a heartfelt plea to your teacher why that part of the book was so important to you, but the true reason why you wrote on that part is because you didn't read the rest of the book. If it sounds like a confession, it might be. It's too specific to be random, right? I might have done that a couple times. You might think of math. You might think of biology. You might think of algebra. You might think of social studies. And if you do, you might be thinking, oh, great. JD, how can this message possibly help me? How can study possibly give me any light right now? Well, listen, you're not wrong. Those subjects, they're worthy of study. Those are subjects that we all enjoyed in high school. At least I hope you did. But I promise I'm not giving you any math problems today to solve, okay? Because study is much more than what you experienced in college. It's much more than what you experienced in grade school. In fact, many of you, you're studying right now. You're inadvertently studying because you're relearning. You're relearning things. You're observing. You're taking mental notes. And you're reconfiguring your life. You're rethinking how you do certain social practices, how you relate to other people. After all, we're all facing a global pandemic, a plague. And I believe this will be etched in our lives forever. It'll be one of the greatest events of the 21st century. It'll change how we behave. And here's why study is important in this season. Because that which you are exposed to shapes you. Here's what the scripture says in Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God. What is good and acceptable and perfect. The word testing here means to examine, to scrutinize, to see whether a thing is genuine or not. And I don't know if you've ever thought of study that way, but study is not only to learn concepts and ideas that other people have proven, that other people have tested, but proper study involves us engaging in our own pilgrimage, engaging in our own discovery of truth. And that matters. That is important. That is essential for this season right now. Because we're all exposed to things that are shaping us every single day. Our experiences will inevitably shape us, especially experiences of this magnitude. And my plea with you today is simple, is that you will do better in life if you're intentional about what shapes you. So let me challenge you with this thought. That right now is not the time for your soul to be led by the current and the practices of the world. This is not the time for you to simply relax about your spiritual life. This is not the time for you to not care about what you absorb in your mind, what you absorb in your heart. fact, I don't think there's ever a time for us not to care about it. But more than ever, now is the time for us to wake up. And I want to help you be intentional with what you allow in your mind. Help you be intentional with what you allow in your heart so that you can position yourself to be strengthened and rooted in what is truth and what is good. And I believe practicing proper study, especially the study of the scriptures, can do that for you. It'll do that for you. I was reading a book this week, and I like the four steps that he gives in his book. Richard Foster wrote a book a few years ago, many years ago, called Celebration of Discipline. And in it, he says that study involves four steps: repetition, concentration, comprehension, and reflection. And I really like that. I find it to be a very wholesome approach to study and very applicable to the times that we're in. Think about it. Think about it in your own life. Study is repetition. Have you ever learned to do something well by doing it only once? How about that song that you're able to learn, that you love and you learned it? How did you learn it? How were you able to learn it? Did you just listen to you one time? Do it one time? How about your profession? Did you arrive at your level of expertise by just trying it once? I bet you had to try it again and again and again and again until you got good at it, right? Let me look at it from a different perspective. What if you had to go in for surgery? Would you be okay with a doctor that just came out of med school? I believe that as competent as he or she might be, you're probably going to want somebody with experience, right? Because experience is how we learn. Experience comes from repetition. Someone who is experienced on a subject or a field, anything, that person has been repeatedly tested. That person has been repeatedly tested with challenges and obstacles. And we value experience. Now, if you value experience in other people, why do you dread it in yourself? You say things like, I can't believe I'm going through this again. I can't believe I have to do this thing again. They asked me to do it one more time. I can't believe it. If you're in a situation right now where you have tried and failed, instead of saying, I'm not any good at this, why would I try this? Why would I change things right now? Why would I even start? I want you to change your perspective. Let me encourage you with this. Say, I'm a student. I'm not where I should be yet, but I am learning. Don't count yourself out. Get that cup again. Repeat, because with each repetition, you will learn. With each repetition, you will grow. The second step is concentration. This step has become, I believe, increasingly harder, especially now in quarantine, but it has become increasingly harder in our generation. We're so connected that it's difficult to focus even for 1 hour. All the gizmos, all the portals that we're a part of, it's difficult for us to concentrate in one thing at a time. You try to apply concentration and then you get a text, you get a phone call, you get kids walking in the room, you get an email. But if you're going to learn, if you're going to grow, taking part in this element of concentration is indispensable. Now, we're all different. Some of us have the ability to concentrate in a crowded, noisy room. I have heard tales of people like that. I'm not like that. I hear everything, I notice everything, I see everything. In fact, as I was preparing this message, I was writing my notes. Two of my daughters were playing Super Mario in the living room. One of them was FaceTiming a friend from school. My wife was working on the next room and her computer, and I could hear everything. I could hear the kids, I could hear the call, I could hear the typing on the keyboard. Everybody is different. But even in our differences, we have to find a space where we can focus and concentrate. Because focus and concentration is a practice that we cannot skip. We cannot have full understanding in any subject, in any matter, in any challenge, anything that is in front of us right now without proper thought. We have to have that. And that will lead us to the third step, which is comprehension. See, I don't think that you can arrive at comprehension without repetition and concentration. Because this is where understanding begins to set in comprehension. And if you stop before you do your due diligence in repetition, if you forgo the process because you couldn't concentrate, you will now have gone the distance. You will now have gone the distance to arrive at knowledge. This is what Jesus said to his disciples who believed in him. If you abide in my word, then you are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now look at this. If you abide, that's repetition. In my word, that's concentration. That's one thing. Then you will know, that's knowledge. You will know the truth, that's comprehension. And some of you, you're watching right now, and you're not church people. And we're so glad that you're watching. But you haven't been to church in so long that you might have the wrong idea that what it takes for you to have the knowledge of the truth. The freedom you're seeking, the freedom from anxiety, the freedom from worry, the freedom from fear, the freedom from uncertainty that this whole thing is bringing to us right now. That freedom is not predicated in church attendance. Let me relieve you from that. It's not predicated on church membership or any specific denomination. Knowledge of the truth, as we learn from Christ, sets in, the knowledge of the truth that sets you free, it sets in our hearts through studying. Not just memorizing, though that might be a great result of study. Not from membership in a church, though being a disciple of Jesus is an even bigger commitment than membership. Freedom comes from knowledge, and knowledge from study. And that is repetition, concentration, so that you can arrive at comprehension. And once knowledge sets in form of comprehension, then we can go to the fourth step, which I think is the best step, which is reflection. That's when truth gets to stand out. At last, truth stands out because it is in reflection that arguments and propositions and ideas, they are tested and they are tried. That's when you truly scrutinize your own paradigm. You scrutinize your own systems of belief. This is when you scrutinize not only what you're studying, not only the subject, but your own convictions. And it is in proper reflection that truth stands. And truth stands undefeated. It becomes your new solid ground at that moment when you're ready to reflect. Now, if you embrace this understanding of study, then you will find out this, that study is much more than books. It's much more than attending classes. Study can happen in nature. Study can happen in the office. Study can happen in a conversation with your spouse, with a friend. Study can happen in friendship. Study can happen in crisis, in challenges that you might be going through right now. Study is the principal discipline that leads you to knowledge and knowledge of the truth. Now, if there's one thing we need right now, we need truth. That I know. That we need something to stand on, something solid. And I'm sharing this with you today. I'm sharing this with you from my heart because I believe this. I've seen it in my life. I'm full of faith right now in this season. And I'm so confident right now that God is ready to show himself real and true to every single one of us. Now, I'm not smiling. Full of faith, blinded by the severity and the seriousness of what we're going through. I'm speaking from personal experience. See, I lived in Brazil growing up, and I remember as a kid going through a nationwide financial collapse. The government froze everybody's assets. Everybody's bank accounts were inaccessible. There was panic, but in our household, there was peace. My dad lost a ton of money. He had made investments. He had expanded his commitments during that season. Commitments that he couldn't keep it. We lost a lot of money. It was not easy. We had to make cuts. But we had the peace of God. There was no yelling in our homes. There was nothing bad in our hearts. And every time worry tried to creep in, we stood on the promises of God. Promises like this one, where it says in Psalms, I've been young and now I'm old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. No one could have foreseen such a thing back then. But we were in peace. We were in faith. And at that very young age, I was exposed to a different kind of faith, a faith that defied the natural circumstances and looked upward to the truth in Christ, the truth in God. That intrigued me deeply, even as a young boy. And since then, I've had my own opportunities. Since then, I've had my own share of challenges. One of them happened 5 years ago. Some of you know the story. It was our own private trial. We had just moved to Connecticut. We were trying to start this church, and it was a crucial time for us to build up our team, invest a lot of time on people, develop the process of starting and launching the church. And at that moment, my wife got pregnant with a mono-mono pregnancy. Pregnancy of twins, there was very high risk. And our kids, they were sharing the same amniotic sac, and the umbilical cords were all intertwined. They were all tangled. I was supposed to be freaking out. I was supposed to be in despair. My wife's life was at risk. My children's life were at risk. I had no consistent fixed income. I had no support system in form of family members, no assurances of any kind. But you know what I had? I had that same faith I witnessed as a kid. I had a deposit of the things that I had studied. I had the scriptures. I had God's word in my heart. Not just words on paper, but the word of God observed, studied at work in other people's lives. And this is our vision for this church, for you, that you would connect to God, connect to others, and connect to purpose. That's why connecting to others is so important, because we get to see God's word at work. Events that we would think to be isolated, events that we would mistake by a chance, something that happened by chance. But when you're in the community of believers, you realize it can't be coincidence. Look at what happened to him. Look at what happened to her. Look at what happened to that other person. That's why we encourage you, even right now, to plug into Connect Groups. We're doing them by Zoom, Google Meet, Facebook group. Get in there. Sign up. Because whatever you're going through, it's important that you share with others and that you hear what they're going through. And this is what will happen when you share and you study. The effect of God's word in other people will fuel you to practice this discipline even more. The reason I'm full of faith today is not because I'm blinded. It's because I went through things like the ones I just shared. My soul has been tested. And right now, whatever you're going through, maybe you're losing a lot of money in the stock market. Maybe you had a sense that this year was going to be so great. And now it's shaping up to be a challenging year. Maybe you lost your job and your sense of security was lost with it. We're all lost in our routines and some of our safety has gone. You're going through a tough time. And maybe there's strain in your marriage. Maybe there's pressure at work. It's not easy. And you know what? It'll probably not get easy anytime soon. But that's okay, because God is offering his strength to you right now. And if you position yourself properly right now, you will discover a resiliency on the inside that you never knew you had. Right now, it's time to learn. Right now, it's time to study. It's time to repeat and not quit. It's time to concentrate and not get distracted so that you can comprehend and reflect on what God is doing in your life so that you can learn from this season, so that you can find the freedom in the truth of God. So you will not find truth anywhere else but in God. Scripture says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I love this psalm. See, this is not something you can do with a proud heart. Studying is not something that you can do holding on to your old ways. I want to encourage you that this is a time for you to reinvent. This is a time for you to relearn. This is a time for you to unlearn certain things. Some of your go-to practices will change this time. It's okay. Be teachable. Instead of going to the gym, God will call you to pray. Instead of trying for the next sale, the next client, to get over the slump, God will call you to read your Bible. When you feel that prompt in your heart, don't ignore it. It doesn't matter if you've been a church person all your life. It doesn't matter if you are just now tuning in, if this is your first time in church today. If God is calling you, answer. Dust off your old Bible. Get on your knees, pray, and study this way of life. Test it, prove it, scrutinize it. Because if you do, with a humble and teachable heart, you will find the truth. You will find peace. You will find rest in His freedom. And I know that you will learn lessons for a lifetime. Do you receive it today? I know you do.